Everybody's worrying about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, and so it's all the same to me. Think out chess, let the mystery be.
You know, there's something about, oh boy, and I got it all coming down my tongue.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know where I went with that one.
She says back later in the song too. I was like, you could say back, say back.
I don't know it.
I went with tongue, yeah.
I went with tongue,
yeah. My tongue.
Back would have been better.
Back, yeah. Yeah. That's okay. Oh, what happens, buddy?
Another great start.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to another Sensationastical, and she call me Mr. Boombastical episode.
Hold on, was that Shaggy?
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah. Sensationastical, she call me Mr. Boombastical episode of How Sadness the Podcast. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, is the one.
Oh, no.
The only. The.
Whoa, big cans on this queefer.
It's me, Casey. It wasn't me, Stoddard.
Oh,
I changed
no
it up on you.
Way.
Change it up on you. I mean, psych, I planned that the whole time.
Way to go.
No, I'm sorry.
Was that what was planned?
No. Do you want to know what was planned?
Nope. You'd save it for the next one.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
hear it anymore either.
It's okay. Fine. I was trying to be spontaneous.
I like
You're
it.
Right.
No, I like it.
Mr. Boombastic. She got me on the counter.
I was going to do the whole thing. Welcome to another Sensationastical. Oh, she called me Mr. Boombastic. Call me fantastic. Touch me on me back. She say I'm Mr. Romantical episode.
Oh, Jesus.
That's
all
what
right.
I was going to do.
I like
but
it.
I did not think I could get through it.
Yeah.
And I it's clearly could
ridiculous.
Not.
Yeah. Jesus. Shaggy.
Wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Man. Just eating a lot of sandwiches with Scooby and being Mr. Boombastic.
Yeah. And not solving any mysteries. Just saying, just denying it.
That's it.
Plausible deniability.
Shaggy, did you do 9/11?
Wasn't me.
Yeah. That's the only thing he confesses to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only thing?
Yeah.
Shaggy, that's not your song.
Yeah.
Wasn't me. Wasn't me.
I didn't steal that.
Yeah. Oh, my good gracious.
So we started?
Now we're started.
We started, yeah.
We kicked her off.
Yeah.
Let the mystery be.
Sure.
The mystery is not a thing. We're
yeah.
started.
Yeah, the mystery
the
machine.
The mystery is what we're going to talk about at the beginning
oh,
here.
Oh, I still got some bar stories from last week. Yeah.
Hit me with some bars.
I didn't even tell you, okay.
You're like a rap star.
Yeah, sure. Or, I don't know. I really had nothing with that one. Yeah, I'm a rap star, yeah. baby, I'm a rap star.
Here we go. Oh, no, no.
So, went to Echo Park. Haven't really been to that area. Have you?
No, not really.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either.
No, it makes me feel bad.
It's richer people there, right?
No? Well, not in the spot I was at.
Maybe.
Maybe
no.
It's closer.
Echo Park is over by like Dodger Stadium, right?
Yeah, that's where Emma lives,
okay.
right?
Kind of ish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She lives like right next to Echo Park.
Yeah.
It's not terrible. I just don't. There's, I don't know. Whatever. I don't live over there, so it's
yeah.
not for me.
Sweet. We go down there. I go with a lady friend, and
the park is neat.
Yeah, I haven't been to the park. Yeah.
I like Dodger Stadium. I've been to Dodger games, but
yeah.
other than that,
I don't know. It's just too
there.
Far away.
Yeah, it's pretty
it's
far
like,
away.
Fuck, unless I lived there, like I wouldn't go there.
We don't. Well, what happened is we used to live in East Hollywood. We used to live like right by things we'd hang
yeah,
out
East
by.
East Hollywood's great.
Yeah, and then we moved farther away because we were in like the middle of shit.
Yeah.
Because people would be over in West Hollywood in the area we're in now doing stuff.
Yeah.
Or they'd be way to the east of us.
Yeah. Like Los Feliz, Silver Lake.
And now they're mostly to the east of us like crazy. And mm-hmm. no one's to the west of West Hollywood because
yeah.
it gets so rich
yeah.
over there that
yeah.
no one's there. So like we're kind of just if you're not hanging out by us over here,
yeah.
we usually have to take a lift that's like 30 fucking minutes or
yeah.
some shit.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, that's what I think of.
I'm a little upset about a bad sexual episode I had last night.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So Yeah, we go there. I'd never really been there. And we go to this bar that, like, I've heard about. Like, everyone says it's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, up. Yeah.
Whatever. Little Joy. And
okay.
Get there, and it's, like, it's just, like, it's pretty small. Like, it's just a room. There's, like, I was reading, like, a Yelp review, and they're, like, I love their fucking pool tables. We get in there, and there's just one pool table. And it's, like, okay. That's why what? Would you mention that? But, yeah. So, like.
I love their one pool table.
Yeah, it's really fucking dope.
It's got
dude.
Red felt.
Yeah.
It's dope.
Yeah. So we get in there and it kind of just looks like a garage, honestly.
Okay.
Like you have the bar and then there's like some booths and there's probably 20, 25 people there. Like it's like 9 o'clock. It's not busy at all.
So it fits the name. Not a lot of joy when you walk
yeah.
in there.
Yeah. Very little joy.
Very
yeah.
little joy.
So we go.
Boom.
There. Yeah.
Take Call that. Me Mr. Boom Bass.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Right in your dick sack. Tis. All right.
They're going to be fucking bankrupt by next week. After this drops, they're yeah. done.
Y'all are over. Ooh, yeah. nice try.
I know
dunked
close.
It.
That's all right. Don't mention it. Whatever. I don't know.
don't mention it.
Yeah. So we go there, and I like go to the bar to get some drinks. I'm in the middle of the bar because that's where there's like the least amount of people.
God,
I can actually stand there and get the bartender's attention.
Yeah.
One dude, one bartender. There's probably five people trying to get drinks.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, I mean, everyone's kind of spread out at the bar. It's like what you
That's
do.
That's what you
spread
do.
Out. Yeah. And
you
so,
fill in spaces that there are spaces. And yeah. then you kind of do a thing where you lean enough
uh-huh.
that you're not comfortable and people can tell. You're yeah. like, oh, this guy's standing. He yeah. doesn't have a drink.
Exactly. So I'm standing there like probably 5 minutes. Like,
John Taffer would know that that's yeah. the way you do it.
Exactly. He would put those fucking buffers in that forces people together.
Yeah. He's Remember like, here's shit? What you have. This wide open yeah. bar.
Shut it down.
Yeah. And his thumb ass would come in and be like, let them spread.
Yeah.
You let them spread out. If you don't let them spread out, yeah. they fucking all
lick the floor, you pussy. Yeah.
They'll line up and they fucking lick the floor.
Yeah. So, like, I'm waiting there. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is fucking taking forever. Like, there's not a lot of people here.
Yeah.
And then the bartender's like cracking like two bottles and he's like, okay, if you want a drink, you got to get over here.
What is this, Subway?
Yeah. And we're like, I was like, oh, like, I kind of looked around and everyone's like, all right. And so, like, we all shuffle over to the right side where he's standing at. It's, like, by the cash register, I guess. And so we all form, like, a single
Everyone
file.
Everyone make it easier for me.
Yeah. He's like, single file line. We're like, are you serious? And he's like, so I do that. And then, like, I'm, like, fourth in line. And he's like, someone's like, I heard someone go, can I get, like, a Lagunitas and a whiskey and Coke? And he's like, okay. And he, like, he starts like, he gets the beer and then he's like, starts making the whiskey and Coke and then just goes, fuck! And then just walks away. And like, we all just kind of like look at each other. I was like, is he coming? Like, he just walked in the back.
This
then,
soda
like,
gun's got too many buttons on
yeah,
it.
Yeah. And then just like outside and we're like, is he coming back?
What the fuck?
Yeah. We're like, okay. Like, and like, we waited for like a few minutes and I was like, well, fuck this shit. Let's leave.
He didn't come back?
I mean, he might have.
My God.
I was already just like, I was like, this place sucks. Like,
tip's gone, bro.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it was just ridiculous. I don't know. Yeah. So then we just
First day.
What?
First day jitters, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, I've never
first,
seen.
First day Tourette's.
Yeah, someone just quitting on the job. You're asking me to crack a beer and then make a very basic drink?
Yeah.
No.
Two of the easiest things. Yeah. Oh, you mean a half and half of whiskey and Coke?
Yeah.
Or
then
three.
I just got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or just open
fucking,
one.
Ugh. It was stupid. Then, so we start walking down the street. She doesn't really know the area either.
Okay.
So we just stumble upon this bar. It's called.
She live over there?
No.
Oh.
I was just like, let's just check this area out.
Shot in the dark.
Yeah. So we stumble upon this bar called like Gold something. I don't know.
Mm.
We're like, well, let's try this.
Gold Diggers.
Oh no! That's over here. Ooh, that's a terrible bar
it's a
over
place,
here. Yeah, the worst old fashioned I've ever had in my life. With a lemon peel instead of an orange peel.
Guys.
Yeah.
Come on, LA.
So we get up to the door.
$80. Because we put an orange peel in it.
Yeah.
We're being different.
Yeah.
Or we put a lemon peel in it.
I had to drive to Florida, pick this orange myself, and then drive back. $80, please.
Don't lie to me. I see all those Mexicans back there. Don't lie to me.
He's a gay one.
I don't know. Yeah. So we go to this bar. And she hands her ID, and then I hand him mine. And he's like, all right. He's like, all right, I got to wand you. So he has like, he has a fucking, like, what are those metal
detectors? Disney princess wand.
Yeah, yeah. He's like bippity boppity boop, and then I turn into a pumpkin.
And he's like, get this fucking pumpkin. Yeah, pumpkins aren't allowed.
Get this pumpkin with a big ass dick out of here.
Yeah. Hey, pumpkin tits.
Yeah.
Get this pumpkin out of here.
Yeah.
He's got a metal detector. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and he like wand me like twice, like thoroughly, and I was like, okay, man.
Cool.
And so we get inside, and it's very apparent that we are the only white people in this bar.
Really?
And like, I wasn't uncomfortable because of that. I was just, I felt bad, like, oh, this isn't a bar I should be at. Like,
oh.
I don't want to be like intruding, you know?
Oh, I get
and it
you.
Was Cinco de Mayo.
It was like you accidentally walked into a motorcycle club or something.
Yeah,
except way less dangerous.
Yeah, and they had like a cake. And everyone was really happy and festive.
You walked into fucking Quinceañera?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I thought so, yeah. And I was just like, I don't really want to be here. But then we were like...
Great, we're ruining Miguel's birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Who are these fucking gringos over here? Yeah.
A couple of white flames on these candles. Yeah.
But I was like, dude, they got like pretty like legit. Like they had like cocktails for like $7. I was like, okay, we can stay for one.
Yeah.
And I got this old fashioned where you put like chocolate bitters in it. It was fucking delicious, dude.
Interesting.
And it was super strong. Like,
okay.
Yeah. But so yeah, we're
using the sweet to add a little more meat.
Yeah.
You know?
Meat sweet.
Meat sweets.
I don't know. Yeah.
You know?
The meat sweets.
Meat sweets.
Yeah. Chocolate covered
cock. Water meat sweets.
Water meat sweets, yeah. So we're like, all right, let's just get the corner so we don't like bug anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I like go to the bathroom and I come back and there's this small, like this Asian dude who's like maybe like 5 feet tall. And he's like probably in his 50s or 60s. And mm-hmm. he's got this giant ass margarita and he's like talking
like a fishbowl.
Yeah, it's fucking huge. And he's talking to the girl I'm with. And I'm like, oh, he's probably like hitting on her, like trying to pick her up. And I come over and he's like, you ever been to Hawaii?
What?
And I was like, no. He's like, Neither is she. You guys got to go. It's awesome. and then he just
got
like
a Hawaii spokesperson yeah. here.
And then he just like talks to us for like 10 minutes. Like you guys live in the area? And we're like, no, I live in West Hollywood. She lives in Los Feliz. He's like,
are you relaxing or drinking, bro?
Yeah. He's just like shooting the shit with us. I thought like, I was like, okay, he's probably going to hit on her. And I was like, no, he's not going to do that.
Hawaii
he's
talk.
And I was like, oh, he's going to like try to be like, is he a travel agent or something? No, he's just some old dude like walking around shooting the shit with people. And he's just like, yeah.
I was in Hawaii last week.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, it's a great place. You got to visit it, man. And he's like,
warm, sun,
water meats. Yeah. I got this big ass margarita.
Yeah. Hey.
And then he just talked to us for a bit and he's like, all right, you guys have fun. And then just walked away and started talking to somebody else.
Just running
so
down
weird.
The line.
Yeah.
He didn't give you a card or anything?
No, he was just like, yeah. He's like, oh, West Hollywood. You like it? And I was like, no, it's a little loud. He's like, yeah, it is. I like it over here. You should move here. I was like, I don't want. I was like, nah. He's like, yeah, you don't want to gentrify this area too much. He's like, you guys are fine, though. You guys are cool. He's like, it's cool. We're all just having fun.
So he was like the nicest person there to say, we don't want you whites in here.
Yeah. Yeah. He was just bringing it really. You ever been to Hawaii? Well, you fucking should leave right there. Yeah. You should go
to Hawaii and stay.
Fucking cracker ass crackers.
Come back.
Yeah. It was.
He was giving you the Hawaii 5-1-1.
Get out of my country.
Yeah. Or that. Or,
yeah, or 5. I don't know. Yeah.
5-1-1. Isn't that what they say? Let me give you the 5-1-1.
4-1-1?
Fuck. Is that what it is?
Yeah, the info. Right?
Yeah, he was giving you the Hawaii
9/11
411. Yeah, he's giving you the Hawaii 911.
Yeah.
5-1. God, I'm an idiot.
It's okay. We're crushing it so far.
I'll see you later, dickhead.
He was giving you the Hawaii 5. Oh, I'm not ready yet.
No.
Oh,
I think it's over there.
Oh, he was giving you the Hawaii 5.
No, that one?
No, it's Oh, that one's good too. The Hawaii 5.
Yeah.
I was looking for that other one though. The fuck.
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
One.
The oh my god, not the.
Oh one. My god.
Whatever.
All right.
So Hawaii 5.
Oh my god, he on X Games mode.
Oh, they're both on this page. The Hawaii 5.
Oh my god.
Or the Hawaii 5.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was worth the wait, you guys.
Yeah, sure.
Man, I'm huffing this microphone and I'm getting like a. Light head.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It must be the electric buzz of it. I don't know what I'm saying.
So that's all. I don't know.
At least you got to check out some new bars.
Yeah, I guess.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went to
Chocolate
some other,
Bitters.
Yeah, some other place by us. Our old place. The Nowhere Bar.
Oh, yeah. I've been there before.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
It's real tiny.
Yeah.
They only have beer, right?
No, they have cocktails or beer.
Oh.
I was like, yeah.
Thought it was like beer or wine or some shit.
Yeah, I got a cocktail there. It was only two-thirds full.
Oh, wait. I'm thinking of another place where they don't have their liquor license, but they have like a strong... That place we went to for Alice and Jessica's birthday.
Yeah.
Where they're like, we don't have liquor, but we have this really strong like wine thing.
Yeah.
And that's our liquor kind of thing.
This other place was up on Hollywood, kind of towards where Tony lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like cool. T-Bones, his street ends at where that bar is.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there a couple
times.
It
was all right.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all. I don't know. I don't have anything cool.
I haven't been to a bar. I got a feeling.
That's all. I'm a fucking loser. Folks, I'm a fucking loser.
Well, you're getting out more than I am. I'm just drinking at home.
Yeah, that's fun too, though.
Drinking at home, still trying to stretch enough to give myself dome.
Well, if you want to drink at home,
you got to get in line behind, what about five homos?
I didn't even have to get in line.
Yeah.
I count as five homos now.
What's the... fuck. Isn't there like you could cut someone and be like, you would say something and they couldn't cut you back? Nah,
I just cut myself.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. That's how you beat that.
There you go.
You cut yourself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And they're like, hey, can I cut you? And I'm like, I already cut myself. And they're like, whoa. Yeah. And
then big hands on this cutter.
And then they back up real slowly and you're like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So you just make yourself bleed in line and no one cuts you. That same thing, you could do that if you're in an alley and someone pulls out a knife and they're like, I'm going to cut you.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your money. And I'm like, well, check it out, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I already cut myself. And they're like,
I'm cutting my ass.
You're loco, man.
Do you mind?
Yeah. I don't know where that one is either. That would have been good.
Right,
I could have been ready for it. Did you find it?
Yeah. I'm cutting my ass.
Do you mind?
Are you talking about your loco?
I was talking about your loco, man. Yeah. I don't know if we even have that on here. I don't see it.
I pushed it last episode.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I think it's on the other page. Yeah. I think it's on this page. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I pushed it.
Oh, you're loco, man.
Yeah, we're killing it, man.
Man, it's real slow. It's real. It's the second... Oh, boy.
All right. Yeah, the heat's getting to us.
Oh,
it's getting hot again, guys.
It is hot. It's hot. It's getting hot. My brain's frying.
Let's get this thing moving.
Speaking of getting hot, but getting nothing out of it.
Yeah.
We got some more, a couple of...
you know what?
I don't know. I don't know how to say it.
You know butts.
Yeah. And trying to get them.
Yeah.
In our you know butts.
You will never stick your penis inside this human. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me's.
I've got muscles, Greg. Would you fuck me?
Well, would you fuck me,
too?
I think I got a couple muscles.
Yeah?
I got a couple of... muscles like the food, you know what I'm saying?
Oh boy. Yeah, I do.
I get, that's how I get girls. When I go on dates, I just order a bunch of muscles.
Yeah,
I'm like, you like my muscles?
You like my muscles, babe?
Yeah,
you just lift your shirt up and they all just fall off your chest.
No, it's just they're all suctioned out of me like the side of a boat, just barnacles. Yeah. You like my muscles? She's like, well, let me see. I'm like, ding ding. And then it burn 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 burn, and then that starts a episode of SVU.
Nice.
And the Muscle Man.
The Muscle Man.
Muscle Mania.
Yeah.
Coming
out. Oh, gay. Gay, 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 so gay.
Oh, what's wrong with my brain right now?
I don't
know.
We got it, buddy.
All right.
All right, I'll kick this thing off.
Please.
Amber Heard. You know her.
Mm.
Amber Heard.
I heard that.
Yeah.
You know?
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if... She, Amber Heard, I was a good person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who would you hear that from?
I don't know. I don't know.
You dusty old queef.
Yeah, my dusty old queef of a... Oh, who cares? This doesn't matter. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if she read my cum diaries.
Ooh, okay.
Or if she zombie landed on my face.
Oh, boom. Yeah, she wasn't that.
Yeah, I don't remember it, but I...
She's the first zombie that... I just rewatched that recently.
Yeah.
And it's when Eisenberg's character's like giving his run back.
Oh, yeah.
It's like playing by himself. She's his neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
She
okay.
calls him like, I think her name in that is like apartment 622 or some shit like that.
I'll turn into 69 in the 22. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
what's it to you, Gaylord?
In yeah. the butt.
Yeah.
69 in that b-hole.
Ooh.
Flip it around and yeah. bring me to town.
Yeah.
It's time to 69 that b-hole.
Today we got.
Hey, well, flip me upside down and bring me to town. It's time to 69 that b-hole, everybody. Go. All right. I'm back, baby.
We're killing it, man.
It's so good. Yeah. Why is this happening?
I don't know.
Oh, my brain.
Yeah, I'm worn down, man.
All right. Well, here's mine.
I'm Warren G down. I don't know.
I got Warren Down syndrome.
Oh, there you go.
This is Ruth Negga. She was in, I wish I would have written more down. She's in Preacher. I've been watching that recently. She was also in the Legend of Bagger Vance. She wasn't in that at all. She's
wow, what a weird
she's
pull.
In this movie called Loving.
Oh yeah, that's supposed to be good. That's by Jeff Nichols.
Ooh, yeah, it is. Yeah. It's got Joel Edgerton in it.
Yeah.
She's in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yeah, World War Z, Breakfast on Pluto, Warcraft, she's a voice in.
Mm.
Yeah, she's in a lot of stuff. I've been watching Preacher. I like that show a lot. But yeah. You know, Ruth Negga, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I begged and negged her to.
Okay.
You know, and I was like, please, baby, please. You're too ugly to get with anyone else. I am begging you not to embarrass yourself and just fuck me. Please. Just, you know, beg and neg.
Yeah.
The old beg and neg.
Yeah, I know those. I know that term.
You beg and you neg.
Yeah. Fuck me, you ugly bitch.
No.
No.
That's what she says.
Please fuck me, you ugly bitch.
That's what negging is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you say something negative.
Like, oh, wow. Like, I don't know. How do you deal with that weird unibrow you have? Or I don't know how people do it.
A girl tried to do that to me on Tinder.
Neg you?
Yeah. She goes, your beard makes you look gay.
That was her way of you being like, whoa, nah,
and
it eats pussy.
Yeah, I was just like, what? And then she didn't say anything back. But I was just like, that's fucking...
It's an old school move.
Yeah.
What was the guy who did that? What was his name? Like the... I can't remember. It's called like The Game or something. Is that what that was called?
Oh, The Pickup Artist?
The Pickup Artist.
Yeah.
The Game. That's a rapper.
That's a rapper, yeah. Speaking of rappers, Michelle Williams.
Ooh, okay.
I don't want to wait.
To be over. Is that who that is?
Yeah, she was in Dawson's Creek.
Oh, okay. And she was in
a lot of things.
What was that blue movie she's in with
Blue Valentine?
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
I just wrote this down. And she wouldn't fuck me, not if she blew my Valentine.
Ooh,
pee pee. but the one I wrote down was Michelle Williams wouldn't fuck Williams wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her a Halloween H2O.
I'll suck your dick. I'll suck your dick.
I don't know why it was so funny.
She's in Halloween H2O.
Yeah, you gave her a Halloween H2O.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
same thing that we did earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm just like crushing with the exact same bits. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's just too. It's too damn easy.
What's the matter with you, boy? You too stupid. Stupid to do what your coach tells you.
I hope that's how I choked to death.
Help me.
I'm sorry. I thought he was doing a water boy impression.
What's the matter with you, boy? You do stupid to call an ambulance.
That's like in Wonder Shows and where they do horse apples.
Oh, yeah.
Where they say like a one liner and they're like,
Oh my god, I'm best a fucking all idiot. Alright.
Oh that. Yeah, you see the new Arrested trailer?
No, Woody texted me that it was out, but I was working all day. It
looks good.
Does it?
May 29th.
Ooh, damn. Alright. Well, that's kind of cool that
Tuesday.
They released the recut.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And
yeah.
the new one's coming out so quick.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, trailer looks fun.
Oh, there was something in that note that he wrote too that was like this coming out right before the new season, which is TBD or something.
Yeah.
Like tricking. I like that. All right. I'm excited about that.
We see you, Mitch Hurwitz.
I like it. I like the boy. I like what he's doing. All right. This is Dolores O'Riordan. Or Riordan.
Okay.
She's the lead singer of the Cranberries.
Oh.
She's Irish.
Yeah, she's
Dolores
dead.
Dolores O'Riordan. So I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. But she wouldn't fuck me.
Ow.
Not even if I ate her pussy like a zombie. Dolores O'Riordan, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if it was only with my finger. It was only with my finger.
Is that them?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
If you have to, let it linger.
I thought that was Lisa Loeb.
You got me wrapped around your finger.
I did not know that.
Do you have to let it linger?
You learn something new every game.
She just died.
Double the fuck down, you pussy! Yeah!
Yeah. And I don't think they've released a cause of death yet.
Mm-mm. Mm. Wasn't for me fucking her. I'll tell you that.
she was fucked to death by Jacob Alan Kuban.
Social Security number
6969. We don't know how he did it.
I don't know how he did it.
But he did it.
He's a vampire.
Yeah.
He was.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah, well, you know.
You're in my world now, Grandma.
That's what I said to her because she's like 50-some years old.
That's not that old.
No, it's not. But she might have had kids who had kids.
Sure.
Who knows? I always assume
she might have had kids who had kids.
And then sometimes I'm like,
I did it! It was an accident!
That's me at the courtroom.
It was an accident.
I wasn't trying to fuck her actual brains out.
I put... Oh, yeah, whatever. We get it. We get it.
What? I know from experience, dude. You know what I mean?
I don't know what my head is doing right
That's
now.
That's okay. Let's move on to our favorite part.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm so excited. Listen how excited I am.
Oh, my God.
All right. Joke of the gay. Let's make it quick.
Yes, please.
All right. So, mine. Someone threw a brick through my ex's window, and I think that's a really cruel way to taunt someone who just got an abortion.
Okay.
She's a brick in a family, hopefully, the cost and I'm...
Watch your mouth, sweetheart.
That actually worked. Watch your mouth, sweetheart. Kind of.
It's a brick and it's through your window. Made me come in then.
Super Nintendo.
Super
I should have came in a Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Super Nintendo Chalmers.
Ooh.
All right.
What's that from? Superintendent Chalmers?
Simpsons. Ralph calls Superintendent Chalmers Super Nintendo Chalmers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Wow.
Stealing my joke, Simpsons. Good.
All right. So this one's really, it's just a bunch of garbledygook about a bit idea. So it's like I have that odd contradicting look where I definitely look better in the dark, but when I'm in the dark, I definitely look like I might be there for a different reason.
Yeah.
You know.
You just can't.
I have like more shit. It's like, I'm just going to read it all.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I've been really grown into this quote, let's only hang out in the dark body, which is contradictory on its own. Because you're in the dark, so no one will see your body. Which is the exact same thing as hiding in the dark, so no one will see your body coming.
We'll see the body.
So no one will see. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? Girls won't let me turn the lights off when we have sex because they want to, quote, always know where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I've got this body that definitely looks better the fewer lights that are on. The problem is there's only so dark it can get before it goes from, oh, whew, that's much better, to, oh, fuck, where'd he go?
Yeah. I like that.
It's a very thin line. You got to ride the dimmer switch because I can quickly go from Jack the Stripper to Jack the Ripper. Dumb. You'd rather see me in the dark than find me in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I,
That's a decent line I could work in. The amount of hair on my body screams, I can survive the winter, but not tons of women let me fuck them.
That's good.
Oh,
too.
Wait. Here's a different one. The amount of hair on my body screams, I can survive the winter, but I'll be doing it alone.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a bunch of shit there.
What if it's something like the amount of hair on my body says, I don't know. I know the woods or something, like something about
But you
woods.
Don't want to find me in the woods?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
It's like that whole thing.
Yeah.
I think there's
yeah.
a lot of shit that I could play with it that I haven't, yeah. I haven't delved in. That's one that I, it's one that I wish I would, I've been writing more of.
What if it was like, his arms are like, oh, he's got, his arms are defined, but it's like, oh, he doesn't work out, he just digs.
Oh, I like that.
Or something like that.
I like that quite a bit.
He's got like digging muscles.
Yeah. It's like a kind of thing where it's like, I'm not ashamed of my muscles. I'm just ashamed how I got them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, or I don't know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot, though. I could do something with that. I don't know. The whole idea is like,
I got muscles, Greg. Would you dig me a ditch?
Just tell me what you want me to fuck.
Do it already.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'll work on that one. I like the idea of it. I tried to work on it a bit when I was hosting a year ago, almost. No. Jesus Christ. I got to do stand-up
yeah,
more.
Yeah, life's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss writing for it.
I think I'm going to go. I might try to do Flappers tomorrow. I've yeah. never been there.
It's all right. How are you going to get there? Oh, the later one.
There's one at 8:30. Yeah. So I would just have to leave as soon as I get back.
You can't do the audition whenever, right?
No, that's at 6.
Yeah. Yeah. I did that one once.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. You know.
That's life for you.
Yeah. I'm actually pretty excited. My mom and I are shutting down the publishing company
because
she wants to write more, so hopefully it lets
less
me
work for you
yeah which is good, but like at the same time I'm gonna be making less money on the side, but
oh yeah,
I mean I'm not making money at stand-up, but I'd honestly rather be writing. I really do miss like the excitement mm-hmm. of writing, like even looking back on jokes where I'm like, oh man, this was an idea I fucking wrote in my phone in 2000 yeah. fucking 16. I'm like, oh, I could do stuff with that.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. But like, I mean, shit, just recently, the past couple of weeks, we're closing out these last couple of clients. It's bugging me. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. It's pissing me off. Doesn't help me write more. Ah, mm-hmm. gay. I'm what? Gay. And yeah. I'm a, you know.
Oh, this is like gay. It's so gay.
Thank you.
First of all, gay. Second of all, stupid.
All right.
All right, you guys. We're going to take a quick
we're gonna take a break.
Commercial break
what we're doing.
With 30 seconds of Cons Franks.
Does your hot dog have great meat taste?
This hot dog is too spicy.
Too smoky.
Mine tastes too mushy.
Try Cons. Cons has a great meat taste you're going to love. Well?
Great.
Cons uses top quality meats, no fillers, no harsh flavorings, for that great meat taste you deserve. Well,
Cons taste great.
Ooh. Try the great meat taste of Cons.
You're gonna love it.
Oh man, that sounds a lot like cunts. Like real heavy. This little kid just goes, Cons taste great. Cons. Hey, you met my, you know the guy who invented Cons Franks, right? It was Frank Cunt. God damn it, I just fucked that up. I was going to say Mike Hunt. Oh. I just said cunt instead. That's not...
I thought you were going to say Frank and Cunt's Monsters.
Oh, no, I like that. No, it's the old Mike Hunt.
Mike Hunt.
Mike Hunt. Mike
the
Hunt.
Old Mike Hunt.
Mike Hunt.
Yeah. Jesus, you know what's a good God. Bar? Frank and Hanks.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Dave
I do
Dyer.
Like Frank and Hanks yeah, quite like a bit. Him. Yeah. I'm it's trying to find... Oh, here we go. Okay. You guys, we got a real special treat for you.
Oh,
here
are we gonna keep all that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was pouring water.
Should I? Well, no, it
no,
didn't come
fine.
In until later.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
We're fine. I think we're fine.
Yeah.
Sure. The rest of
very
the
professional podcast
pretty, yeah. Oh, did I not add the right one on here? I labeled it wrong. I think I just labeled it wrong.
I thought
Don't
you said
worry.
It was around 6 minutes, right?
I labeled it wrong. We're good.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Well, we got a special treat for you.
Ooh, oh,
this
so
episode
special.
Here.
Ooh, so special.
We got somebody back real quick. I think this is the quickest two.
Is it?
I think so. Like maybe
like
the
5-6 episodes.
Well, I just. Oh yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
But I think the in betweens were a little.
Yeah,
there was
yeah,
quite
yeah,
a few because
yeah, yeah.
I think this might only be like the fourth or fifth one he's done. Maybe
yeah.
fifth.
Yeah,
but Johnny Witt, you guys,
oh,
we got
the old witties and giggles.
We got a wits and giggles for you.
Yeah,
I'm really excited about it. I haven't listened to this yet. I don't listen to any of them.
Nope.
Beforehand, I just make sure that they're playable.
Mm-hmm.
I try.
Yeah.
And then, we're we got a wits and giggles for you here that we're gonna start.
We're in for a treat
right now.
Hello, Jacob. Hello, Casey. Hello, Sadness Nation. This is Johnny Witt with some wits and giggles. I have not been on a road trip in a while. I'd like to go on one, so when we hit a hitchhiker, I'll be like, oh, shit, we hit that deer. And they're like, that was a hitchhiker. And I'll be like, yeah, I know, the hitchhiking deer with the really expensive backpack and the scruffy old faithful dog with the hot cocoa barrel on his collar. The poor thing ran off in the woods. We should go looking for him. Who has jerky treats?
Me,
because my friend just bought some jerky wings, sweet and hot.
Ooh, oh, those Jacob, are my
remember
shit.
Those? Are your favorite or Jordan's
they're
favorite?
Mine, they're mine.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, thanks, Jack.
Because my friend just bought some Jack Links sweet and hot at the Food Mart because I told them they were better than other brands because I thought ahead about the hitchhiker's dog.
Now, I always
if you go
ahead,
dog
Johnny.
Searching alone, the others have to deal with the dying person. And dying people are a pet peeve of mine. And when you get back, you can tell them any story you want. Or you can be like, sorry, guys, I'm going with Forest Secrets because everyone has a forest secret. And they can't ask about the beef jerky because that's really selfish.
That's true.
So we're all sitting on the car with those dark wool blankets and sipping hot cocoa, which I got from the dog collar. Then he got away. But that's cool because when a dog loses his collar,
he's talking about like a Saint Bernard.
Yeah,
you know the avalanche dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be like avalanche dogs, and they'd have the barrel around their collar.
Okay,
and it had like first aid in it.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's called a hot cocoa collar.
No. He's just saying
he wants to fill it.
He's saying he got hot cocoa from the collar though.
Oh, okay.
So you don't know what's always in it.
Yeah. So
sometimes it's like, first aid because that was like a thing. I don't know. I'm not going to be someone who says I know the history of it, but through pictures and like I grew up with a couple Saint Bernards. We talked about it last episode because their stomachs would flip.
Mm-hmm.
That's how one died.
Flip-a-delphia.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, it didn't.
You guys want to play Flippy Cups?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It didn't. Flippy Tums?
Yeah.
It didn't flip back, but Saint Bernards were like, used for that. They would like hear someone screaming after an avalanche and they'd go and find them and they would have some shit in their...
Yeah.
Little barrel collar.
Interesting.
So that's what Johnny is talking about when he says he got some cocoa from the dog collar.
I'm in love with I like it.
Blankets and sipping hot cocoa, which I got from the dog collar. Then he got away. But that's cool because when a dog loses his collar, he belongs to the forest. It's better that
I
way.
Like that.
I wish I could go off the grid, but I take a lot of prescriptions. Now the coroner's there because the hitchhiker died. Not on contact, but still. The coroner had an intern, and I was like, you were so lucky to learn under such a classy coroner and classy person. But the coroner didn't hear my compliment because he was all into the dead body, so I said it again. I don't know what coroners are supposed to wear, but he looked very dashing, and plus he was married, which I find attractive. I mean, married men, right? Now, a tour bus for some band drove by. I wouldn't mind if they stopped and checked it out. Not all bands know about band privilege, but they were probably shy or needed some sleep. Band privilege includes running trains on 14-year-old runaways, flatboxing her titties, and
what?
Having people...
What was that last part?
Wait, I'm kind of confused. I don't think I heard it correctly. Hold
on. Did you say hot boxing her titties?
I think so.
That doesn't make sense.
I think van privileges.
Band privilege.
He's band?
Band, yeah. He said a tour bus of a band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you fuck. I fucking hate this scrubbing thing I can't do.
We don't want no
I'm never
scrubs.
Clean. Yeah, I'm never clean because I don't know how this scrubbing thing works.
A scrub is a guy.
Okay, I missed that part I was laughing at. Okay.
It's a classy coroner and classy person.
I was distracted by that.
But the coroner didn't hear my compliment because he was all into the dead body. So I said it again.
It's like when you tip somebody and they don't see the tip. So you got to like try to tip again.
Ring a bell.
And they still, we're just... Ding-ling, ding-ding.
Oh,
ding.
Don't worry. I brought my own bell.
I'm tipping. So, okay. Sorry, Johnny.
I don't know what coroners are supposed to wear, but he looked very dashing, like, and that. Plus he was married, which I find attractive. I mean, married men, right? Now, a tour bus for some band drove by. I wouldn't mind if they stopped and checked it out. Not all bands know about band privilege, but they were probably shy or needed some sleep. Band privilege includes running trains on 14-year-old runaways, flop-boxing her titties, and having people just say, oh, they sure have some stories. But there's band duty, too. If you see a coroner van, you stop and play Amazing Grace. Okay. And then you're entitled to Capri Suns from Road Trippers. Unwritten rule. And I would have been like, hey, I don't play music, but I make a lot of interesting YouTube comments. Also, if somebody has a Santa Bear that plays 5 songs, that counts as one Amazing Grace from a band. You can even Santa Bear tribute someone you murder. It's referenced in a lot of rap songs. I sit Santa Bear, that yellow belly at the saloon. But a Walgreens Easter Bunny doesn't count because they don't play music if you press their paw. People just tell you to leave. That's where the expression run, rabbit, run comes from. Off topic, but I rewatched Fear after 20 years and found out Alicia Silverstone wasn't in it. Now I have to make amends to her for all the people I told that she got fingered by Marky Mark on a roller coaster.
Oh my god, that's the greatest shit. This is all so good. Oh god, I gotta find a different program to put this in aside from fucking Apple Music to redo. I rewatched Fear.
Huh. People just tell you to leave. That's where the expression "run, rabbit, run" comes from.
Oh god, I love this.
Off topic. But I rewatched Fear after 20 years and found out Alicia Silverstone wasn't in it. Now I have to make amends to her for all the people I told that she got fingered by Marky Mark on a roller coaster.
It's so good. It's so good. Oh, my God. Who was that? That was...
That's Reese Witherspoon.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never seen that movie, but yeah, that's Reese. Reese. Reese's Pieces.
Greasy Reese.
Yeah.
Greasy fingers and Reese on a roller coaster.
Finger bottom.
Okay. All right. All right. Do you have anything?
No.
God, I fucking love this. It's
great.
I love Johnny.
Gold.
Then again, it's not a bad thing. And I don't know for sure that she didn't.
That's a good point.
I would date Alicia, but she can't talk to other guys. One rule, don't break it. I'll stab the guy who talks to her. I've got too much pride. I've been to prison, and I'll go back. Oh, okay. So the hitchhiker's dog comes back. I'm like, whoa, where did his collar go? So nobody would think I took the hot cocoa from
him. Wait a minute. Oh, God. I love that. I just totally forgot. I got too excited about the fact that Alicia Silverstone wasn't in it, that I forgot that this was a side note from the whole story. That whole thing, the fact that he watched Fear again, was a side note from the actual story that we were already in.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he just scrubs the last part off.
I would date Alicia,
so good.
But she can't talk to other guys. One rule, don't break it.
One rule.
I'll stab the guy who talks to her. I've got too much pride. I've been to prison, and I'll go back.
You don't hear that often.
No.
So the hitchhiker's dog comes back. No. I'm like, whoa, where did his collar go? So nobody would think I took the hot cocoa from his collar. You know.
Covering his tracks.
Anyone of you listening would have done the same thing.
That's true.
Now, the coroner used to have the same type of dog, and it ran away, so he said he would never dog again. But this dog knew the coroner right away and had the same birthmarks of his old dog.
Whoa.
So where we saw a dead hitchhiker and ruined road trip, God saw a reunion of a coroner and his dog.
Nice.
A
beautiful
band did show up. You know, there's been cases where bands were going to break up and decided to tough it out after playing Amazing Grace at a car wreck. And then a month later, they catch their big break and go on Ed Sullivan. Sometimes bands tour with the coroner, but the coroner can't have sex until last. Now, I went to Dead Hitchhiker's backpack so I could know his story out of respect for the dead. And there was a kilo of coke and an address, so I figured I'll deliver it out of respect for the dead. Sometimes you don't hit a hitchhiker, but an old lady with a shopping cart, and you have to steer into the car, not her, even if it's filled with groceries. But if it would kill more people to hit the cart, you aim for the old lady. There is a story behind every shopping cart you see on the side of the road, is what I'm saying. And if there's a baby in the cart, it's mostly a baby story. And the cops will detain you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine taking a leak on the highway and finding a shopping cart of wrapped Christmas presents and you decide to give them out next year? But they suck. So you can say that you were on the bus with a guy who also had a shopping cart of presents and you took his cart because he switched them on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's Arab. Because your family hates Arabs. I don't know. Sometimes you just gotta say what works, you know?
That's a good point. That is a good point.
Well, Jacob Casey, Sadness Nation.
Yes.
I'll be talking with you later on.
Please, soon.
What was that?
I told him to...
Was he shushing us at the
no,
end?
No, I told him to... Because the way that I had to record, because he hasn't figured out the mic yet with his computer, is... I think I talked about this last time we played Wits and Giggles, was that I have an app that records phone calls.
Yeah.
Like, but it's like a three-way thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like you and I are on the phone together and then I hit that and it separates the phone call.
Oh yeah, you hit that.
And cuts in. Yeah, I hit that. And then, so I was like, hey man, I got to go to bed, but just record as long as you want.
Yeah.
But just make like a loud noise in between so I know where to cut.
Yeah.
And I guess I didn't need to if there was just silence in between.
Yeah.
But he did the... I think we might have talked about that last time, too. Yeah. But fucking Johnny.
The corner has to go last.
I want this, like... I want a Wits and Giggles, like, I want one every episode. But, I mean, if we were able to get a quick one... Well, honestly, if we were able to just have him be on... every episode and he was like the third member, but then every once in a while he did like a full story like that. Oh my god, that'd be amazing. If he was the dude that we got to be like, Johnny, what do you think?
Yeah,
like that kind of thing. Oh, that'd be the fucking greatest.
Mm-hmm.
He was just in the wait and but he was looking shit up too, where we're like, so what is that? And he's like, I didn't even look it up, but here's...
I rewatched Big the other day and realized that was not Wesley Snipes. Right? It was Tom Hanks.
It was Wesley Snipes isn't even in it. So I would like to apologize for everyone that I told that Wesley Snipes danced on some beautiful ivories.
Yeah. It was Tom Hanks.
Ivories.
You guys get it. It's hard to confuse the two.
I know. It's just because Wesley Snipes has such a big dick that I got confused. Oh, God.
Hanks was not in White Man Can't Jump.
I don't think Tom Hanks could jump very high.
No, that movie wouldn't make any sense because then it's just two white guys who can't jump.
It'd just be too honest. And I don't think Tom Hanks would try either. He'd be like, no, I can't, bud. He'd be like, Wesley, I can't do it.
Where's my Vespa?
Yeah, I can't jump. Otherwise, he would have jumped off that island.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he would have jumped off that bridge of spies after he'd read the script, because that movie sucked. I didn't see it. It was probably good, right?
It wasn't very good.
It was the Coen brothers.
It wasn't good.
They wrote it, right?
Yeah, they did. I watched it. I didn't care for it very much. A lot of their recent stuff I haven't been a big fan of.
Yeah, I never saw Hail Caesar.
I saw that. I liked it. I liked it more than Bridge of Spies.
Yeah.
It was also Bridge of Spies. I like that espionage stuff a lot.
Yeah.
But like when there's too much detail.
Yeah. Well, it's based on a true story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was like too much like intricate detail of like what was going on.
Oh, okay.
And like some really, I don't know. I also watched it several years ago. Well, I watched it when it came out. Yeah. Whatever.
You're right. They suck.
Yeah. You know what,
fuck
guys?
Them.
Yeah. It was me, the guy.
Yeah.
Coming. It's me.
The bridge of cream pies.
Mwah. 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 All right, you guys. That was Wits and Giggles. I am fucking always excited and happy that we get Johnny Witt to call in.
Elated and filleted.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was blowing Casey during the whole set.
Yeah, he was.
During the whole thing. Yeah. And so now we're going to take a quick... This is very fitting. Yeah. We're going to take a quick 60-second break with Kids Bop 5.
Mm-hmm.
Blast off with the new Kids Bop Bop. So crazy right now. And splash down with some of today's hottest tracks. On Kids Bop Bop, 30 amazing songs performed by the Kids Bop Kids. There's only one Kids Bop. It's the best-selling kids music series in the country. To order, you can call or log on to MusicSpaceKids.com. So yesterday, you can order Kids Bop 5 and Let It Rip with a foldable Kids Bop air disc, only available through this special TV offer.
Kids Bop is crazy.
They're all right here, 30 red-hot songs on two incredible CDs. It's a slam dunk. Order Kids Bop 5 and get the Kids Bop air disc free with your paid order. To order, call the number on your screen or log on to MusicSpaceKids.com. You must be 18 or older to call or log on.
This dude legit just said, it's a slam dunk.
Yeah?
It's a
slam dunk, the funk. I put it up. Got that feeling.
It's a slam dunk, you guys.
Slam dunk, the funk.
You know how much kids love slam dunking.
Will you shut up? Shut up!
I just pushed that because dunk and punch drunk.
Oh, no, that's fine. I like it. I'm fine with it.
You're a pervert.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Well, you guys, we got a... Oh, shit.
Whoa, fat bitch! You fat bitch!
We got a newish bit.
Yeah.
I think it's technically
our second time doing it.
Yeah, technically our second time doing it, yeah. But we tried the first time doing it off the cuff kind of.
Yeah.
And this time we gave ourselves a little more leg room.
Oh, and it's going to pay off.
I got a feeling.
It's going to pay off. Yeah. Jinx, you owe me a
Well, if you want,
I see no finger paintings you bring home, and they suck.
If you want a payoff,
you got to get in line behind. What about five homos?
Yeah.
So yeah, if you guys don't get a payoff, you haven't waited in line long enough.
Yeah.
But Casey and I both were given rapper names.
Yeah. Actually, so how did you do it?
So we were each given rapper names, and then. We each wrote two trivia facts about them.
Oh, I wrote 10.
10?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I was just going off.
I wrote two. I kind of wrote a bunch. I mostly wrote like keywords and shit that I was going to use for when we rap, but I wrote like two like main things for each. So what we're going to do.
That's fine.
Is we're still figuring this bit out, and we're going to see how it works, like doing it like this too. And we're done with the soundboard for now because I gotta use it for this, but so what we're gonna do is we're gonna introduce you to each rapper, and then they're gonna do a song here for us, and it's gonna get mixed up here in the old what's this even thing called, Smooly Auto Rap
Rap Fapper
or Smool whatever that's what the app is called that we're using. That's pretty
cool,
fun,
man.
But you want to go first or second?
I'll do first. I usually do first.
So what's the rapper? What's the first rapper that you got?
His name is Chubby Dylan.
Chubby Dylan.
He burst onto the scene with his mixtape, Eating Ass and Watching Gilmore Girls. His hair, he's actually bald, and he just has a hologram projected of a rainbow over him.
Okay.
He only wears stuff from Old Navy.
Gotcha.
His favorite movie is Mr. Holland's Opus.
Okay.
His favorite food, Dino Nuggets.
Chubby Dylan?
Yeah, Chubby
that
Dylan.
That makes total sense.
Drug of choice, ether. Has a pet iguana. He's trying to teach sign language. Owns three VHS copies of Con Air. Was arrested for soliciting a monkey. He's still breastfed.
He still is?
Yeah. He's 5'4" and he's 180 pounds.
Okay.
Favorite rapper, The Wiggles.
The Wiggles.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know they rapped, but I guess it could be considered that.
Yeah. Well,
so you want to hear this guy rap?
Yeah. So
what do
the shorter the better, right? Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So we only have 3. I think we only have 3 beats to choose from here. So we could let's go with this one for Chubby Dylan.
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Or
let's do the first one.
First one?
Okay. And I just go?
So, hold on. I'll tell you when to go.
Okay.
I'm going to, as soon as, do you want me to hit it or you want to hit it? And then you just got to talk.
Then I just go?
Yep.
Okay. Should I say it into the mic too?
No, say it into the phone. Okay. Yeah, I think.
Okay. Pussy galore, your mom's a whore. I got splinters in my dick from fucking a door.
And here we go, here we go.
Pussy galore, your mom's a whore. I got splinters and minters and minters and minters and minters. Pussy galore, your mom's a whore. I got splinters and minters and minters and minters and minters. Pussy galore, your mom's a whore. I got splinters in my dick from fucking a door. Door. Pussy galore, your mom's a whore. I got splinters in my dick from fucking a door. Door. Pussy galore, your mom's a whore. I got splinters and minters and minters and minters. Pussy galore, your mom's a whore. I got splinters and minters and minters and minters. Pussy galore, your mom's a whore. I got splinters in my dick from fucking a door. Door. Pussy galore, your mom's a whore. I got splinters in my dick from fucking a door. Door. Pussy galore, your mom's a whore. I got splinters and minters and minters and minters and minters. Pussy galore, your mom's a whore. I got splinters and minters and minters and minters. Pussy galore, your mom's a whore. I got.
Damn,
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where's in my dick? Fuck.
Don't fuck doors, kids. Right,
there it goes. Yeah. Don't you get splinters in your dick.
Yeah.
I got that. Another Chubby one. Dylan, y'all.
Yeah. I got another one, but I don't think it would work. I think it might be
for
too
Chubby
long.
Dylan?
Yeah, I think it might be too long for it.
Let's try it with a different beat.
Sure.
We only have three, so they're going to end up.
It's not going to work.
Really,
I don't think it's going to work.
That's fine. You know to hit stop, too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Riding on a llama, talking with my iguana, making pussy so dry, they're calling me a sauna.
Come in.
Talking to with my iguana, my iguana. Riding on a llama, talking to with my iguana, making pussy so dry, they're calling me a sauna, me a sauna. Riding on a llama, talking to with my iguana, making pussy so dry, they're calling me a sauna, me a sauna. Riding on a llama, talking to with my iguana, my iguana. Riding on a llama, talking to with my iguana, my iguana. Riding on a llama, talking to with my iguana, my iguana. Riding on a llama, talking to with my iguana, my iguana. Riding on a llama, talking to with my iguana, making.
We're still trying to figure out how.
Yeah,
this is
fucking app is hard.
This is supposed to be like a. It's because there's two different ways of doing it.
Yeah.
Let me see if you do that in a different way that this works, because there's like two different ways that this works where you can just talk and it's supposed to like auto tune it into a thing.
Okay.
But then there's also you can rap. Where you just rap over the beat.
Oh.
You think you can rap over the beat? You got to record it like during.
Not
I don't think this will work,
not
right? Yeah.
I'm not that talented.
Yeah, me neither. All right.
Who do you got, buddy?
Oh, okay. Here's the guy I got. Soiled Smoke
nice.
Is his name. And he has a lot of different catchphrases and stuff.
Ooh.
You know, it's like where there's soiled smoke, there's fire. Because he spits hot fire.
I like it.
He smokes wet cigarettes.
Mm.
I'll say some of the actual things here. The two facts that I wrote was he got his name from smoking joints dipped in embalming fluid.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that every time he smoked anything, he would piss or shit himself. So he's
why do you keep smoking?
Soiled smoke. I don't know.
Buddy.
Yeah, just soiled smoke.
Get a new
smoke.
Drug.
Hey. He won a local Emmy for a quick beat he made for a news station.
Ooh, nice.
he has no recollection of doing it, and it includes no musical instruments whatsoever. It's just him laughing.
Ooh.
They didn't even hire him to do it. He just sent it in, and they played it as a goof.
I like it.
And but now it's heard every time there's a new murder exclusive.
Go get her.
So it's like, if you want to hear it, do you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's like this.
Tonight at 8.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Murder. Yeah, it's pretty weird.
I like it.
But yeah, I don't know. Do you want to?
Yeah, let's hear this guy spit.
Okay, let me try.
Soiled.
See if I can figure this
smoke.
Out.
Don't choke.
All right.
Soiled smoke. Oh, yeah.
We'll
big
this.
Fat pussy beat.
We'll try this one out. Where there's soiled smoke, there's fire. I'm smoking wet blunts until I retire. You can put that in your ass and soiled smoke it. Holy soiled smokes. I'm soiled smoking.
I like it.
For
where there's soil, smoke, there's fire. I'm smoking wet ones until I retire. Where there's soil, smoke, there's fire. I'm smoking wet ones until I retire. Where there's soil, smoke, 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 there's fire. I'm smoking wet ones until I retire. You can put that in your ass and soil smoke it. Holy soil smokes. I'm soiled smoking. Where there's soil, smoke, 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 there's fire. I'm smoking wet ones until I retire. You can put that in your ass and soil smoke it. Holy soil smokes. I'm soiled smoking. Where there's soil, smoke, there's fire. I'm smoking wet ones until I retire. Where there's soil, smoke, there's fire. I'm smoking wet ones until I retire. Where there's soil, smoke, 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 there's fire. I'm smoking wet ones until I retire. You can put that in your ass and soil smoke it. Holy soil smokes. I'm soiled smoking.
That's good.
So yeah, that
smoking.
That's good. Yeah, so that's soil
I think
smoke.
That beat like works the best.
It's different.
It seems like it works the
no,
best.
No, I
for
tried
a
out a bunch though yeah? earlier, and it really depends. Like okay. I think there's. I tried them all out with stuff. Okay. It's really weird because it's really how you say it and how quick, I guess, too.
Okay.
It's right. really, it's hard.
Okay.
It's pretty weird that if you do rhyme, it doesn't always necessarily
yeah.
work.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Like,
yeah.
But
that's just how
I think it's supposed to be like if you just read it, anything. Well, here, I'm going to try to just read one of his
facts.
I'm going to just try to read one of his facts okay. and see how it comes okay. out. I'm going to do same beat. Let me do a different one. I'll do this one.
Okay.
One, an ocal... Fuck me. What'll it do with that?
Ocal, fuck me. Me. One, an...
Yeah, see, it's weird. I don't know how to... Hold on. Okay. Here we go. Won a local Emmy for a quick beat he made for a news station. He has no recollection of doing it. Still trying to figure out how this whole yeah. the algorithm of the entire thing
if
works.
If this works better, I'm gonna be pissed because
that'd be funny as shit.
Spend so much time trying to write rhymes.
He has no recollection of doing it. Won a local Emmy for a quick beat he made for a news station. He has no recollection of doing it. Won a local Emmy for a quick beat he made.
Yeah, no.
It's tough.
I like that when I shut it down. It goes,
yeah.
I like
dope.
That, though. All right. Your next one.
My final one. Fugly Rule.
Fugly Rule. How do you spell rule?
I don't know. O'Doyle Rules?
I don't know why I said that. You, yeah, like, there's a bunch of ways. Yeah. Well, I'm just curious because I'm illiterate.
R-U-L-E-E. Two E's.
I'm not.
Yeah.
That's what. Are you going to the mall?
Are you illiterate? Oh, yeah. Well, let's go. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. I'm gay. Okay. So Fugly Rule burst onto the scene with his mixtape, 69 and in the Lincoln Tunnel.
Ooh, I like that.
Favorite book, Farmer's Almanac. He thinks the National Treasure movies are real. Favorite drink, scotch and mouthwash.
So wait, does he think Nick Cage doesn't exist? He just thinks his character in National Treasure exists?
Mm-hmm.
Or they're twinsies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Triplets, maybe.
Sorry, repeat what you said. The favorite drink is...
Scotch and mouthwash.
Scotch.
Yeah. I don't get it. The monkey from the MVP movies is his favorite athlete.
Okay.
He only sleeps in a Care Bear costume. He's also a surgeon, you know. Backup plan. He's banned from Philly from trying to fuck the Liberty Bell. His favorite food are peanut shells. He only shops at Fashion Bug. Weapon of choice is a gun from Duck Hunt. He jacks off the puzzles, and he once farted on the Dalai Lama.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I don't know how he did it.
And he's a crack fucker.
Yeah. Crack. Really likes fucking the cracks of bells, you know?
So like beautiful bells, like how they used to
silver bells
or silver bells,
southern bells,
southern bells. Yeah,
that's oh, let me see that crack.
Well, give me the crack of that southern bell. Yeah. I'm about to smoosh.
Yeah. So okay, so this is longer, so it's probably not going to be good.
We can try it out.
But all right.
So we only have the three beats, though.
Let's do the.
We got this. It kicks in harder. Not really. Yeah. So there's that.
Let's do the third one.
This one?
Yeah.
All right. You get to hit it because that's start and stop. Actually, let me bring it closer so you can be by the mic too while you're saying it. You got it? You good with that?
Yeah.
I can hit record. Okay.
Okay, I'm good. All right. Oh, shit. It's time for me to fap. Hey, where are all the white women at? I'll leave your saddle blazing. It'll be like that movie Spaceballs. Amazing.
Oh, shit. It's time for me to fap. Hey, where are all the white women at? I'll leave your saddle. Leave your saddle. Leave your saddle. Leave your saddle. Oh shit, it's time for me to fap. Hey, where all the white women at? I'll leave your saddle, leave your saddle, leave your saddle, leave your saddle. Oh shit, it's time for me to fap. Hey, where all the white women at? I'll leave your saddle blazing. It'll be like that movie Spaceballs. Amazing, 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 amazing. Oh shit, it's time for me to fap. Hey, where all the white women?
Pretty right.
I'll leave your saddle blazing. It'll be like that movie Spaceballs. Amazing, 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 amazing.
Seems like that
oh,
beats
shit,
bad.
It's time for me to
like
fap. Hey, where all the white women at? I'll leave your saddle, leave your saddle, leave your saddle.
I don't know.
Oh shit, it's time for me to fap. Hey, where all the white women at? I'll leave your saddle, leave your saddle, leave your
saddle. Well, because it does something else later.
Oh shit,
too.
It's time for me to fap. Hey, where all the white women at? I'll leave your saddle blazing. It'll be like that movie Spaceballs. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Yeah, that's good. Right, right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Try it with a different beat.
Okay.
I like. Well, let's just do it. Anyway.
Give me a beat.
This weird.
Like it sounds like a fucking. God damn it! There's a fucking R&B artist from the '90s, and I can't think of who it is. But it sounds exactly like that. Like Craig David, maybe? Is
oh,
that
I was
name?
Thinking
it's
of
like,
Vanessa Carlton.
What is it? Can you feel me in?
Oh, okay.
That motherfucker?
Yeah.
That's probably not what Anyways, who cares? I'm gay.
Let's just see what it's like.
All right. Oh, shit. It's time for me to fap. Hey, where are all the white women at? I'll leave your saddle blazing. It'll be like that movie Spaceballs. Amazing.
Oh shit, it's time for me to fap. Hey, where are the white women at? I'll leave your saddle blazing. It'll be like that movie Spaceballs. Amazing, 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 amazing.
It's kind of the same.
Yeah. Oh shit, it's time for me to fap. Hey, where are the white women at? I'll leave your saddle blazing. It'll be like that movie Spaceballs. Amazing, 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 amazing.
The other one just hits a little harder.
Oh shit, yeah. It's time for me to fap. Hey.
All right.
Where are the white women at?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll tell you this. I want more beats. There's so many beats.
I really do want to walk into a bar and just be like, hey, where are all the white
where
women at?
Where are the white women at? There's like so many beats,
it'd
but
be
you
so
can't
fun.
Like...
To me. Ooh, that sounds like... I like
Anaconda.
Big butts. Yeah.
Yeah, but you
or
can't...
Anaconda, yeah.
You
got to buy them?
You got to buy them.
Wow. How much is this app?
Well, no,
can we start a GoFundMe for
it's
this a, app?
It's the problem is if it costs just money for me to buy it, I would have done it. But it's monthly.
Oh, that's fucking whack.
Yeah,
dude.
it's pretty whack. Hold on, let me actually check it out. It's where is it? I don't know. I can't find it. Right. Here it is. Yeah, so it's 7 days free, then $2.99 a week.
Jesus.
Or it's 1 month, it's $8 a month.
Okay.
Which isn't a lot,
it's
but
like
it's
Netflix.
Like we don't use it enough that it's like if you can't just like pay for plays either, apparently.
Wow.
But I don't know. All right. So that's it.
Who do you got next?
So my next, this next guy here is Deaf Child. Yeah.
Is he a offshoot of Destiny's Child?
No, not at all. Unfortunately.
How about Childish Gambino?
He had no destiny in how deaf he got.
Yeah.
You want to know how he got deaf?
How?
His doctor...
Bills.
His doctor spanked him on the ass too hard when he was birthed.
Okay.
He spanked him so hard on the ass that the decibels broke his eardrums after he was born.
That's impressive.
Because usually he spanks him on the ass and the baby cries.
Mm-hmm.
This baby cried and he was like,
yeah,
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was deafened by how hard the doctor spanked him.
Wow.
And another fun fact is he has a hearing aid that was made special for him by Stephen Hawking before he died.
Okay.
It's nice because it allows him to hear people talking, but unfortunately, he can only hear them in robot voices.
Oh, yeah.
He can only hear them. So everyone sounds like Stephen Hawking to him, which is kind of...
He just thinks everyone's a robot now.
Yeah. So he can hear you talking. But, So
interesting.
All he's heard was, I'm about to smack that ass. And then the doctor, pow, you know.
Almost smacked that hearing aid out of your
knocked
ass.
Knocked him out.
Yeah.
So I don't know which one's going to work for this the best. I feel like a smaller...
Need me to hold anything?
I got to get rid of this page. Let me see. I'm going to try this one for some reason. Just going to give it a shot the first time. Okay. So Deaf Child. You ready for Deaf Child's?
Yeah.
What did TRL do? Where they were like, fresh video.
Video premiere or something?
Video
like
premiere, yeah. Audio premiere. Yeah. Deaf Child.
Carson Daly.
Oh, you talked during it.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
All right.
Carson Daly. All right. Hold on. All right. We good?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. All right. here we go.
I got a shitty diaper and a potty mouth. I'll make your mama change me, then fuck her in the south. Mom? Mom? Can you speak up? Huh? I can't hear the ice cream truck.
So that's
interesting.
That was Deaf Child's hot lyrics.
What's the song called?
Ice cream truck.
Ice cream truck, yeah.
I can't hear the ice cream truck. I'm gonna get a shitty diaper in a potty mouth. I'll make your mama change me, then fuck her in the town. Mom, can you pick up? Huh? I can't hear the ice cream truck.
Ice cream truck.
I'm gonna get a shitty diaper in a potty mouth. I'll make your mama change me, then fuck her in the town. Mom, can you pick up? Huh? I can't hear the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
They like add more auto tune as it goes on.
Yeah.
I'll make your mama change it, then fuck her in the town. Can you pick up? I can't hear the ice cream truck.
Yep. So that was it.
Damn.
That was his. You want to hear it on a different beat?
I think we got it.
Okay, good. All right, good. Oh, my God.
That one, yeah, it seems like it adds more like more autotune as it goes on.
They all do.
They do?
Yeah.
Wow.
It goes on for
it's
a while.
It's just rap.
Can you plug that in there for me?
All autotune.
Yeah. Fire or doo-doo? Oh, we didn't even say the name of the bit.
Autotuna.
Right? Fire or doo-doo?
Yeah.
It's the name of the bit here, you guys. But, yeah, so that was it. What was it? It was... Deaf Child, Chubby Dylan.
Yep. Fugly Rule.
Fugly Rule. And I forgot my first guy. Soiled Smoke.
Soiled Smoke.
Soiled
yeah.
Smoke for you guys.
Yeah.
Good,
good stuff from those fellas.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. So I hope you guys had a
yeah
really good time.
Check out World Star.
Yeah, if you could.
Jerry, enjoy my wife.
Eh?
Huh?
Speaking of enjoying my wife.
Yeah. It's that time of the episode, you guys, where
wrap this bad boy up.
Where you know it, and we...
I'm going to fill you up.
Blow it.
Yeah. Is there anything down?
Name that episode. I didn't, again. I'm really bad at that. Also, I wish I had like a thing on this side of me, because I have this to write. But
yeah.
I also am just not good at it. I don't know why I'm saying that.
It's okay. I wrote some stuff down. A couple of them are a little long, so...
Okay.
Let me know what
That's
you
fine.
Think.
One of our last ones was a whole fucking classified ad.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So
I got Married Men, right?
I like that.
Band Privilege. Oh, they sure have some stories. Run, Rabbit, Run. I rewatched Fear after 20 years and found out Alicia Silverstone wasn't in it.
I like that. It's my favorite so far.
Yeah. The Corner, he goes last. Or Soiled... Smoking. Yeah.
Okay. I like I like The Corner he goes last too.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything to make for that though. It would take me a lot, I think.
Yeah.
I like Soiled Smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And then but I think I want to go with I watched Fear recently.
Yeah. That's
and
a good
Alicia
one.
Silverstone
that would be
the,
yeah.
isn't in it.
Yeah.
I think that's the one I want to go with.
That's my vote.
I think
yeah.
that's what we should go with. Is that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one's the winner.
Yeah.
So
good job, Johnny, as always.
Yeah. Johnny named the episode.
Mm-hmm.
I rewatched Fear recently after 20 years, and Alicia Silverstone isn't in it.
Isn't in it. Yeah.
There's more to it. But yeah. All right. That's the episode, you guys.
Good shit.
I apologize for everything.
Yep.
As always. I didn't apologize last episode.
Oh, I apologize for the both of our dicks.
I apologize for not apologizing last episode.
There you go.
I will say it's nicer on the second recording that it's a little chillier in here. I like that. It's not.
Is it?
It's a little okay. bit, I think. But okay. It's not going to be like that in the summer.
Nope.
So cover your tits.
Yeah.
You guys, my name is Jacob Allen Kuban. Thanks for listening. I apologize for everything. Find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban, JacobAllanKubon. OG hot dog penis in the house and in a mouse's ass as well. Ooh. Nah, that was dumb. But go check out moistjunk.com. You can get 15% off your entire order if you use the promo code FARTCAST. Check that out. Do that up. Whatever. There's a bunch of stuff. I haven't updated any of the new episode covers, whatever they're called, to be put on the pillows or the tote bags, but it's because no one's ordering. So if you like one of the more recent ones that's not on there, just message me and be like, hey, I want the one with the jizz on it. And I'll be like, you got to be more specific.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the one with the asses on it. You got to be more specific. I want the one with the dude cock on it. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to be more specific. There's only two that have tranny cocks on them. You know what? If you guess those, I'll give you a free t-shirt.
Ooh, all right.
Good luck to you.
Yeah.
But check that out, housesadness.com as well. That's where all the episodes are posted as well as Google Play, iTunes.
Stitcher.
Stitcher. Stitcher. Sure. Yeah. And then, I don't know, I saw something recently where we could get on, what's that green logoed thing? I don't know. But we can't play, you can't play anything that's got copyrighted shit on it. So we can't get on there.
Some copyrighted shit.
Please, cocky left. I got some cocky lefted shit.
There we go.
All right, Casey, what do you got?
Casey_Stoddard, all lowercase. I don't know, just leave me alone. Rate and review the podcast. That'd
yeah, actually, if you could rate and review the podcast, I'll still send you some free shit. No one's done that yet. It's been over a year. Yeah. Come on, guys, I'm gay, but you're not.
Somebody to listen to this.
Please, that'd be great.
Everybody's worrying about where they're going to go when the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, and so it's all the same to me. Think out, just let the mystery be. Some say you're gonna come back. Some say you rest in the arms of the Savior who's been sent the way you lack. Some say that they're coming back in a garden, bunch of carrots and little sweet peas. Think out, just let the mystery be. Everybody's wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody's worrying about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, so it's all the same to me. Think out, just let the mystery be. Mystery babe.